The inauguration, of course, is only days away, and many in the D.C. area and elsewhere have caught inauguration fever. We've been checking in on people around town who are getting ready for the big day. And for many women, it would not be an occasion without a new dress. So what will fashionable Washingtonians wear to the parties? To find out, we decided to step into Ida's Idea. It's a dress shop not far from our NPR offices and just a block from the Washington Convention Center that will host a number of balls. We stopped in with owner Ida Lewis-Polite.
Hi, ladies. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm great.
Fantastic.
Well, thank you for letting us stop in.
Oh, my pleasure.
Are people shopping?
People are shopping. People are having a wonderful time. People are so excited about what's happening in Washington, D.C., and it's just a blessing that I'm positioned right here so that people can readily see me. You know, so that's a blessing.
I was going to ask you about this because, you know, a lot of people in retail are crying right now. They're saying that nobody's shopping, that the Christmas sales figures were terrible. People are coming out now?
People are coming out. Yes, our sales were down for the Christmas holidays. However, it's interesting. We are doing lots of things to kind of stage people to come into our store. So those people that are complaining, I would suggest that they begin to stage more things so that people, we have to do the necessary things like give discounts, have guests come into the store, serve wine and cheese for people to come into the store. So it's just like anything else. You got to stage things so that it can attract more people because there are people shopping, yes.
Well, you know, this is terrible to say, but a lot of people think the words fashion conscious in Washington, D.C. do not belong in the same sentence. So do you see people now, you know?
Well, see what happens with me is I moved here from New York City and I see so many New Yorkers walking the streets. So Washington, D.C. may have that, but Washington, D.C. is a melting pot. People are here from all over the world. And people are here, there are going to be your fashion conscious people that have come to Washington, D.C. I am a unique boutique because of my selectivity.
Right. And because one of the things you're known for is that you can fit every size. This
I can
is not
fit
one of those
every,
stores. If you're not
size.
A size 2, then don't even bother to hit the door.
Exactly. Size 2 may have more trouble than a size 14 in my store, but we can service a size 2 person also.
So what is it that people are looking for?
Right now, people are so excited about the inauguration. Everyone is either looking for an accessory, a fur accessory, the proper earrings for a dress that they're recreating, or that wonderful gown. We have customers coming in that have never worn gowns before. And that's what Ida's Idea is about. We have price point for anywhere from $159 to $1,200 dresses. So we have something for everyone. And our sizes are from size 4 to 24. So again, we can dress them. But it's such an exciting time for so many people.
So you're saying that there are people who've never been to a formal occasion before?
There are people that have never gone to a formal occasion that are so excited. And the blessing is that Barack Obama is making it possible for those individuals that can't afford to pay for a gown, pay to go to an affair, to come to an affair at the convention center. So it's a wonderful time.
And you're right down the street from the convention center.
And I'm right down the street from the convention center.
What kinds of things are people looking for? Have you noticed any trends? I mean, do they want razzle-dazzle? Do they want more low-key?
Everyone wants something that's fabulous. Everyone wants something that's going to, that silhouette that's going to fit their bodies the best. It's from a short top, a struck top to complement that little black dress they may have, or they want that wonderful, elegant gown that everybody thinks Michelle Obama's going to be wearing.
Well, while we're on the subject, what do you want to see her wear?
Well, I think, and this is one time that I do agree with the fashionistas, is that I think I would love to see her in a one shoulder. Her body is in top shape, flaunted a little bit. She's a kind of person that has her own fashion style. I don't compare her to anyone. She's not trying to be like anyone. And I think America is going to embrace that.
Well, that's great. You know, are you like one of the shoemaker who has no shoes? Are you so busy fitting out everybody else? Have you taken care of Ida?
Well,
do you
look,
have a pretty
thing,
dress? Are you going out?
I have several dresses, but there are several dresses that I thought I was going to wear that I've sold to someone else. So I'm still looking for a dress. But I will also, I'm
so
one
wrong.
Of those people that can find something and make it pop. Long as it pops on me, long as I feel good in it, I can be idolized. Deep down inside, every woman wants to be idolized.
Ida Lewis-Polite is the owner of Ida's Idea. It's just steps from the Washington, D.C. Convention Center, which is going to be hosting a number of inaugural balls. She was kind enough to host us at her store. Ida, thank you so much for speaking to us.
My pleasure.